The chairman of the National Peace Council, Professor Emmanuel Asante, has reiterated the call for Ghana to draw a national plan or agenda. He said this will guide political parties to draw their manifestos in line with the national agenda. Speaking at a symposium at the University of Professional Studies, Accra, Professor Asante said until a national plan is drawn, the country will continue to witness change in programs every time a new political party comes into power.
The strategic leader operates within a far-reaching program, integrating short-term results and a long-term focus. The concern here borders on the question, how does the short-term action impact on the future or the long-term? And then change-oriented. The strategic leader is hardly a manager of the status quo ante. Ghana must have confidence in the AU in respect of strategic leadership. Ghana must draw a national strategic plan with a view to facilitating the implementation of the AU protocols in the country. And this center must produce strategic leaders for Ghana and Africa as a whole. I do believe that as a nation, we must have a national program. We've been operating on the basis of political parties' manifestos. Somebody comes with a manifesto, does it for 4 years. If the person is out of the scene, another person comes and what is started is not even continued. What is our national agenda? What is our national plan? How do we factor AU protocols into these national plans? This is what we need to be working towards.
That was Chairman of the National Peace Council, Professor Emmanuel Asante. A former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Professor Ajman Biduakosa, called for the scrapping of religious regional blocs on the continent who, in his view, are not serving the purpose for which ECOWAS for which they were established. He said abolishing ECOWAS and the other blocs, for instance, will pave the way for the strengthening of the AU, which can then champion the development of the continent.